Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, I understand wheat prices have fallen 70 cents. The big question, why didn't you see this coming?
Well, I'm dead serious about this. Anybody that says they can predict prices is lying through their teeth. Now, one reason I think the market didn't see this coming is because of lack of information. The government shut down, we didn't have the commitments of traders, we didn't have key export information, and we're just now catching up on that information. And as it comes in, it was mostly negative, and I think that's why prices fall. Now, a good example of that is, say, in the corn market. The traders liquidated or sold 124,000 contracts and nobody knew it. Or if you look at what's going on in the export markets. But the key is that for Oklahoma wheat producers, it really doesn't matter because 90% of our wheat's already been sold.
What is the market blaming the price decline on then?
Well, one, it's that lack of information. But two, I think the crop conditions report came out. The seven state, Colorado, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, Oklahoma, South Dakota, and Texas, if you look at the wheat conditions in those states, good to excellent, 19 versus 18. 45% of this year's crop is in good to excellent, last year's 22%. If you look at poor to very poor, 7% this year is poor to very poor. Last year it was 31%. So we got a lot better condition for the crop. There is a long range 90-day weather forecast. If you look at that, they're predicting average temperature, slightly above average moisture. We got good crop conditions plus moisture and temperature. That means our yields will probably be significantly higher. Then you can look at the export demand. Now, export demand, if you look at it, it's running about, for hard red winter wheat, about 15% behind last year. USDA's predicting a 14% decline, so that's right in line. But I think the market's afraid that with India, with a record crop coming on, and they just increased that by 2%, by the way, that there's going to be wheat on the market between now and harvest, and that's going to take part of our export demand, and that's why prices are going down, I believe.
Well, should Oklahoma producers be looking at alternatives to harvesting wheat then?
Oh, I think they've always got to look at harvesting, especially if you're looking at a forward contract price of around $4.43. What producers can control are their land, labor, management and capital. That's what they can control. They can't control prices. So I think they've always got to look at production alternatives to see where they can generate the most profit from those assets they can control.
Well, then what bench prices should producers use in their calculations?
Well, one that I think's relatively good to use is what can you forward contract it for at harvest? If you look at wheat, like we said, it's a 15 under basis July contract, $4.43. Of course, lower in southern Oklahoma, maybe a little higher around the Enid area. Corn are minus 20 cents off that lease contract, $3.73. Sorghum a minus 35 basis, $3.58. Soybeans a minus 90, $8.58. Cotton, the futures contracts it at 73 cents, so probably 71 or 2 in Oklahoma. And canola, $5.89.
Okay, great information, Kim. We'll see you next week. Thanks a lot.